joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, Beth Farrell Lorenz with the Hamburg Town Board. We're talking about, on the heels of a Bills win, redevelopment around the Bills Stadium. Beth, thanks so much for being with us this morning. You know, a lot of the attention has been on Orchard Park because that's where the stadium is, but Hamburg is literally right next door. How is Hamburg approaching a rezoning process or getting ready to try and make something happen near the new stadium site?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on this morning. Well, that has been an important question for us for a while now, and thank you for posing that question because, yes, the new stadium will be even closer to that Hamburg Orchard Park border. We started thinking about this back when we were working in the town of Hamburg on our comprehensive plan, and we did adopt a new comprehensive plan a little over a year ago. And during that process, we identified several areas in our town that were going to need further work and possible rezoning. And of course, one of those areas was the stadium impact area, as we called it. We also identified another area over at the Camp Road interchange as another example that we recently developed a district for because we knew that with the change of the thruway exit, that needed to be rezoned, and we as a community needed to think about how we would like to see that area utilized. It's interesting, especially with the stadium being closer to the town of Hamburg now, it also has, we felt, an important relationship with several of the other zones or areas in the town that we knew we needed to take a look at, and that includes that McKinley corridor and, of course, the McKinley Mall area. So last year, we did write a grant application for a New York State Department of State competitive grant for planning and zoning. It's called a Smart Growth Communities Grant. We were fortunate to be awarded that grant so that the work with consultants could proceed. So we then put together a team, an advisory committee, and we're thrilled with the advisory committee that we have. A lot of individuals who are very enthusiastic about looking at this area, and recently we just selected a consultant. So we are ready to start this work, take a look at the area, take a look at the relationship that this area has to the different communities around it. And again, that corridor that comes down McKinley, we feel that relationship may hold a lot of potential for how we can reimagine and possibly revitalize that entire corridor also.
And there's the ECC South property, too, which would be a big part of this. That's on the Hamburg side as well, since the college is moving. What do you potentially see there?
Exactly. Well, that is the question. And I think going into this, we recognize that there were a lot of questions and putting with this grant, with this opportunity and the committee, that those are all the questions that we're going to be taking a look at. And what impact could that have on development in that area? We've just started taking a look at how everything is currently zoned. Where do we need to possibly clean that up? Are there other opportunities like we did at our Camp Road interchange where we create something entirely new? We do think that there's potential here to revitalize that area, to build on some of the synergy from a new stadium. But we recognize the fact that you can't, whatever you do there, can't be predicated just on those 10 games a year. We want to make sure that we're mindful about creating synergy from the stadium, you know, incorporating that into the development around there, but also recognizing that whatever goes in needs to be able to be sustained beyond just those Bills games. But we do think there's potential here that we could, on par with what some of the other cities nationwide have done around their newer stadiums. We're interested in that concept of live, work, play, what that could afford us in that area. Younger people, older people, everyone at every age are looking at different ways in terms of housing, how they, the relationship with the community around them. And so we want to take a step back, take a look at it, and see what we can do in our community with this opportunity.
Hey, quickly, before we let you go, has there been interest? Are there people lining up?
I don't think we're at that point yet. We want to make sure that we're very mindful, but we know that there's individuals out there, there's organizations that have expressed interest, that have property throughout that entire area, and we want to make sure that we set the stage, that we decide what the plan is, what are the potential opportunities, how can we guide whatever does happen there rather than letting it happen to us.
All right. Okay. Hey, Beth, thanks so much, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Beth Farrell-Lorenz with the Hamburg Town Board.